This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Well, inflation continues. If you were thinking it was going to go down, you would be wrong. It is pretty much right where it's been. The CPI numbers came out yesterday, and it is 8.2%, although I think last month was 8.3, so I guess it's quote-unquote down.
Yeah, I want to know what Shadow Stats has to say about that.
That Shadow Stats always puts it like another 10% higher roughly, so it's probably like 17, 18. I haven't looked at it, but we'll take a look at that in a bit. If you want to weigh in, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We did talk about Alex Jones and the insane verdict against him, the insane compensatory so-called damages for a group of families in Connecticut that, you know, if you believe the official story, already lost their sons and daughters. But now somebody sent them a mean message on the internet, and so therefore they need millions of dollars from Alex Jones, who just has an opinion, and he shared it on his broadcast radio show. And
he's not the only one. He's not the only person that has an opinion that, you know, the events of Sandy Hook could have been set up by the government. He's not the only person.
No, and it's
they didn't go after everyone.
Well, it's scary that they could go after everyone. It's just everyone doesn't have $200 million or whatever like Alex Jones
needs. $1 billion.
That's what they're saying. If you want to jump in on that, you can. Let's go. Meanwhile, to Major Payne. He's on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, Alex Jones has been right probably 98% of the time. I mean, there are conspiracy theories, but most of them are corrupt and correct at the same damn time. Ian, Bonnie, I have never had you both on the radio at the same time. I want to congratulate on your nuptials.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Major, hear that.
Well, I am not yet, but my granddaughter's water has broke. I will be a great grandma today.
Oh my
congratulations.
Gosh.
All right, Major. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Life's harder than hell, and you better be ready to paddle up creek with a fork.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160. According to NBC News, the annual U.S. inflation rate was little changed in September, hitting 8.2% year-over-year compared with August's 8.3%, reading as the pace of price increases remains at multi-decade highs, causing pain for many households. High prices for food, shelter, and medical care sent the consumer price index for September up by 0.4% compared to August's 0.1%. I think that's the other index. There's like there's one that factors out energy costs or something that has gone up, quote unquote, from last month to this. And then the one that factors in energy costs went down by 0.1%, if I recall correctly.
But isn't it always like putting it up against the same month the year before? So it's not that it's up since August. It's that this month it has grown more than the same month the year before.
Hmm.
And August has grown more than the August before, right?
You may be right about that. Honestly, Bonnie, I don't know how they calculate these things.
Because when someone says it's up from last month, it's not really accurate.
Hmm. Okay. I'll definitely take your on it. I'm not a financial expert on these matters. I just kind of look at the numbers I'm given, and that's about all I can do. But Shadow Stats, according to ShadowStats.com, they have an update here based on the third quarter CPI. There's Social Security cost of living adjustment. Headline increase is 8.7% for payments beginning January 2023. Per the Shadow Stats alternate estimate, it would have been 17%. Had the calculations not been redefined following the spikes in 1980 and 1981. So that's what Shadow Stats does. They take the old calculation methods and they run those old methods on the current statistics, and they find out what the actual old numbers would have been, were a little more honest. They probably were still dishonest in 1980.
Probably.
But a little more honest than they are today. So they found it, they're finding it to be 17%, and they're comparing that year to year. In the previous month, they say August was at an alternate estimate of 16.4%. So they're saying it's up 0.6% compared to last month. So it's not going down. That's the real takeaway here. And you don't need the government statistics to tell you that. All you have to do is look at the prices that you're paying at the grocery store.
Look at the sizes of the things you like to buy going down.
Yeah, that's right. They can't go down much further than they currently are. I mean, they've slimmed down and slimmed down over the years already. And then what we found out what they're doing also, besides slimming down on size, is they're cutting back on quality as well. Lower quality ingredients are being used in some products. They're using more filler in some products. And if you're not paying close attention to the ingredients list, if you're not paying close attention to the, you know, the nutrition facts,
then you're getting poisoned with soybean oil.
Well, that was probably already true. You probably already were getting soybean oil, but now they're cutting out protein in some products that we found out. It was mouseprint.org that revealed this recently. They found that one of the vegetable oils, which, of course, you probably shouldn't be using anyway, they were cutting that with water.
No, it was Nature Balanced butter, so margarine that's made out of vegetable oil.
That's what I meant. Yeah, thanks.
So they cut some, it used to be 50% vegetable oil, now it's 30%, and they
something
added more
like
water, something like that.
Oh, so it's more hydrogenated than it used to be.
Yep, and they rolled that back because people were complaining about the taste.
Yeah, people noticed that they'd cut it so far back. So if you want to jump in here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's basically, there's not much more to say. That the inflation is going to continue because there's no reason for them to stop it. They're not going to, even if it does go down, if the official numbers go down, that doesn't mean the price you're paying for groceries is going to go down.
If only there was some type of currency that was resistant to, government
interference
and so forth. How would the world be if only there was such an idea available to everyone?
I wish I was the one that thought of that.
I think you're getting to alternative currencies like cryptocurrency or gold and silver.
Yeah, I like all three of those things. Ammo never goes down in value. You can store that.
That's true. So again, if you want to jump in here, 603-283-6160.
Does it not expire?
Keep it dry. Keep it safe. But generally, there has been some ammunition kept in some absolutely horrid condition for several decades that has still gone on.
Still usable?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's see. I had another related story to this. I don't know where I put it. Oh, another economic energy-related story. Did you guys hear that Saudi Arabia has revealed the Biden administration contacted them and asked them to hold off on cutting back their production for 1 month?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's some of the big news today is that apparently, I don't know if it was Joe Biden himself or one of his people contacted Saudi Arabia, and they knew that apparently that OPEC was going to cut oil production, but they asked them, begged them, to hold off until after the midterms.
Oh, I see. I was like, why 1 month?
These politicians and all their lackeys are just the dirtiest people in the world. Absolute filth.
And they didn't, obviously. OPEC went ahead and cut the production. They didn't do what the Biden administration wanted them to.
They seems like it. They also revealed that the Biden administration asked them that.
Right. So it makes them look pretty bad. I suspect it's not going to have much of an effect on the election because the two sides are so entrenched. You get the Democrats are going full on. Abortion is their top issue. You get the Republicans going, oh, we're going to somehow save the economy when, they were still printing money under the Trump administration.
Yeah.
So it's not like anybody should believe.
Yeah, the first free money giveaways were under Trump.
Exactly. That's right. And they were voted for by both sides.
Mm-hmm. And the faulty vaccine was first promoted under Trump by Trump.
Trump fast-tracked it. Remember, he was fast-tracking himself on the back for
speed. Warp speed.
Yeah. So that's in the news as well. The number, though, that you can join us at, 603-283-6160. I've got an editorial piece from Ross Ulbricht that we can share coming up. He's right from Behind Bars in Prison. Since you brought up Bitcoin, Matt, we can talk about that. He says, headline, block by block, facing life in prison, Bitcoin's resilience inspires me.
Love that guy.
Ross Ulbricht has to say in moments. You can join the show at 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, to Bitcoin Cash, you can click Get Started at the top of the page at bitcoin.com. And there will be some introductory information, like some videos that you can watch to give you the basics about these amazing technologies that are world-changing in the world of finance. And the government hates, they want to try to get rid of this stuff because the threat to the system, a threat to the status quo, it enables amazing new technologies like the Silk Road, which is a new technology, but it was in 2011 when Ross Ulbricht created the Silk Road, the world's first underground drug marketplace. Now, there were other things for sale on the Silk Road that weren't illegal, but it was most noteworthy because you could buy things that you weren't supposed to be able to buy, like cannabis or mushrooms or ecstasy or, you know, you name it. It was absolutely fascinating. But you should learn about Bitcoin because it's a world-changing technology, and it can empower the individual, brings the power of money out of the hands of the state and the banks to the individual. You go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page to learn more. I've got an editorial piece from that very Ross Ulbricht, written from behind bars in federal prison, where he was sentenced to 2 life sentences plus 40 years.
He's been in for 10 years now.
Well, correct.
Started his 10th year.
Yeah, I think he was arrested in 2013. Yeah, 2013, October of 2013, if I recall correctly. It's about 2 years after the start of the Silk Road. They arrested him, and he's been behind bars ever since, sadly. And it's really tragic because
it's criminal.
Yeah, because he actually helped people. He actually helped save lives, in my opinion, because the Silk Road took the dangers of the black marketplace, which can include getting robbed when you're just trying to buy, you know, some cannabis or whatever. It can include getting fake product from dealers, unscrupulous dealers. It can include
even, danger for the dealers, like not getting shot out by another group of people who are selling drugs.
And so having the Silk Road changed the entirety of the black market and made it a lot safer because now you could buy your drugs without taking the insane risks of meeting some guy in a sketchy parking lot or a back alley or something like that.
But the government should have just thanked him for helping with the war on drugs, right? Helping make drugs more safe and
things
like that, right?
He deserves an award, honestly, for the work that he did.
An actual Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. Instead, they're giving it to Ben Bernanke.
That's genius.
So,
isn't he like a banker from the Federal Reserve?
He was the top...
chairman.
The chairman, the board. So, the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. I want to jump into this story because we can go on about Ross and the railroading that he had in this federal court, which was a total sham. And you can go to freeross.org. You can click on Railroaded there. It's a documentary film. It's a text file, a website that you can... There's an audio version, so a web, video, text. You can take it in however you want, but they've got all the detail, all the ugly details of all the corruption that went on the part of the federal government in this case. We would spend hours if we tried to recap all of that.
Another super shady judge that got a nice promotion after railroaded him.
So, and remember, all this guy did was make a website. It's important to remember, he's not a heroin dealer. He's just the guy who made a website.
No, he tried to hire people to kill people.
Never happened.
Never
ever happened.
They said
didn't
that.
Happen.
They
it
didn't
wasn't even brought
it.
Up in court because,
they
I mean, well.
The charges.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's what he has to say. His blog, because he's blogging from inside prison, he's probably handwriting these letters, sending them to loved ones, and they're transcribing them at rossulbricht.medium.com. He says, much more is being said about Bitcoin these days than when I was put in prison. On October 1st, 2022, I started my 10th year locked in this cage. Right now, as I put pen to page, the afternoon sun beams through the bars of my window and the murmur of the other prisoners snakes under my cell door. Over the years, I've heard people say all kinds of things about Bitcoin. I've heard that Bitcoin is dead and that Bitcoin is the future. I've heard that Bitcoin is bad for the environment and that Bitcoin will set us free. But I've noticed that Bitcoin doesn't seem to care what we say about it. Not the exchange, of course. That's driven by the whims of people like all financial markets. I'm talking about Bitcoin itself. Bitcoin doesn't have ears. What we say doesn't change it. Barring a society-level catastrophe, Bitcoin will keep adding a block every 10 minutes forever. That's the point. Through all the ups and downs since Bitcoin's birth more than 13 years ago, despite the hype, despite the naysayers, despite everything, Bitcoin has never faltered. He says, I can't say the same for myself, but then again...
Wait, before you go on, I just want to say that, you know, that's a really beautiful description of Bitcoin. It reminds me of, just natural law. It doesn't care what you think about it. It's going to, dispense karma the way that it needs to be dispensed. Just like Bitcoin, it's not something that can be controlled by a government because they want it to work a certain way.
No, it's going to continue doing the thing that it does, whether they like it or not. And they are going to try their best to control the people who use Bitcoin. But I think the point is here that the technology, the protocol, the programming will continue to run as long as there are humans out there who are willing to run it. And right now there's, over 10,000 people running Bitcoin full nodes last time I saw the numbers. He says, I can't say the same for myself, but then again, I am merely human. A couple of years after Bitcoin got started, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I made Silk Road, an anonymous online market. Of course, at the time, I didn't know it was a mistake. I thought it was a great idea. I thought I was putting Bitcoin to good use and giving people privacy and freedom. When illegal drugs were listed, I thought that was okay, too, because I believe drugs should be legalized. Never mind that they were outlawed, and I was risking everything held dear. And I get it. I get why he believes that this was a mistake. Obviously, he's in prison for the rest of his life. How could he think anything besides, that particular viewpoint? But the reality is what he did was a huge step forward for the marketplace. And anybody who has used the black market, who has used any of these sites that are like the Silk Road that have sprung up over the years, you have Ross Ulbricht to thank for making that technology available, for making it popular and inspiring all of the copycats that have come to fill his shoes since. By the way, none of which have been sentenced as harshly. When they've taken down other websites that are like the Silk Road, these other guys are getting nearly nothing by comparison. I mean, maybe 5-10 years. Ross is in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years. So, there's a huge discrepancy between how he was sentenced compared to basically everyone else in the same industry.
Incalculable how much good he's done for the world with the amount of Bitcoin spreading that the Silk Road did. People had to figure out how to use Bitcoin because they wanted to get, their drugs or whatever they're buying online.
Yeah, the Silk Road was the first killer app for Bitcoin. It really was an amazing technology that really proved Bitcoin as a currency. Yeah, gave people an incentive to use it. But I understand why he feels the way he does. He says, a couple of years later, I was thrown in prison for drug trafficking and given 2 life sentences without parole plus 40 years. I was falsely portrayed in the media as a violent drug kingpin. The story of Silk Road was reduced to a cops and robbers cliche. I more than faltered, I hit rock bottom, and I have been here ever since. She's got more to say. We'll share that with you coming up here. More of the thoughts, the writing of Ross Ulbricht here. The number 603-283-6160.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%. but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high of 6.6%. The president saying he's doing his best to tame 40-year high inflation.
Before I begin, let me say a few words quickly about today's report on inflation. Americans are squeezed by the cost of living. It's been true for years, and folks don't need a report to tell them they're being squeezed. Fighting this battle every day is a key reason why I ran for president of the United States.
The Democratic-led January House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol voted to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump for testimony and documents. The Dow gaining 827 points on Thursday to close at 3038. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live and the phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bullion Max. We've been talking about alternatives to using the evil U.S. dollar and other fiat monies, other central bank monies from around the planet. There are alternatives. Of course, we already talked about Bitcoin, but for those of you that are a little more interested in the precious metal side of things, you ought to check out bullionmax.com/FTL. You can grab the gold backs there, which are amazingly beautiful, interchangeable money, gold money that you can actually carry in your wallet. I've got some in my wallet. I spent 8 gold backs yesterday on some of the best gourmet pizza known to man at Little Zoe's Pizza here in Keene.
And I really like the take-and-bake version, by the way. I know we're talking about gold backs, but speaking of Little Zoe's,
yeah,
we took it take-and-bake the other day, and baking it ourselves was really good because, like, you can make it as soft as you want.
Yep, free plug for Little Zoe's because their pizza is delicious.
Yeah, I love really it. Good.
So gold backs are for people that want to actually spend gold. For the first time in generations, it is possible to actually use small amounts of gold. Very small amounts. One-one-thousandth of an ounce. You can get those gold backs over at bullionmax.com/FTL. Of course, they've got all the other gold and silver products you might be looking for if you want to get solid ounce pieces. They got all those things. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to just stack gold or silver, they can hook you up with some of the best prices on that.
But gold backs are the belle of the ball, though. I mean, we ordered Chinese food last week, and I tipped the I tipped the delivery guy in gold, and I had to explain it to him, gold backs, and I had to explain it to him. And I said, they're worth about $4 a piece, and you have 12 or 15 bucks in your hand. And he's like, what are they? They're gold? And I'm like, they're real gold. So he's like, what do I do with them? I was like, you hide them.
Well,
you spend them, you hide them, whatever you want to do with them.
I think the first, when you first get a gold back as a waiter or a driver or something like that, you're likely to put it away. But once you keep getting them, because if you keep spending these things, you keep circulating them, eventually you're going to get more and more of them. Mm-hmm. So like the guy that's the waiter over at Funky Noodle here in town, which is, he's been getting gold backs from me every single week.
Now let's not blow his show.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Let's not blow his cover.
Well, I'm not saying who he is, but I mean, all you got to do is come to Social Sundays and you'll see him loading up on the gold backs.
He loves that stuff.
For tips. And you know, he's got plenty of gold backs. Dude could easily go out and spend some of them, and he'd still have some in savings.
Right.
So they're intended to be spent. If you, like I said, if you want to stack gold or silver, just get the ounces and throw them in a safe, because you're not going to be able to do anything with them.
But if you want
gold backs, you can use them.
Well, you can stack gold backs, too, because they are gold, and that doesn't have to be current-day money. That might have to be, you know, apocalypse money. It's gold.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, sure beats having to make shards or shavings is the word we're looking for that one day of your gold to be able to buy
scale.
Some smaller. Yeah.
Check them out at bullionmax.com/FTL. The Wyoming ones just came out, by the way, so you want to take a look at those if you haven't seen them yet. They are gorgeous, as you might expect. So back to Ross Ulbricht and his blog site, rossulbricht.medium.com. He is in prison, as he points out, for 2 life sentences with no parole, plus 40 years. He says he was falsely portrayed as a violent drug kingpin, and he hit rock bottom. But Bitcoin never faltered. Through the rise and fall of Silk Road, through the relentless years of my incarceration, through competition and catastrophe, Bitcoin keeps going one block at a time like clockwork. As Bitcoin has marched on, I've struggled to rejoin the world outside of my cage. Year after year, my family, friends, supporters, and I have been working toward my freedom so I can have a second chance at life. But I'm tired. I'm burned out. I want this nightmare to end. And I don't know if it ever will, no matter how hard we work at it. Before I came to prison, I knew nothing of hard drugs. Since then, I've been locked in 8x10-foot cells with lifelong addicts for months on end. I have heard their stories and seen what has become of them. I have faced the fact that by making Silk Road, I played a role in damaging many lives. And Ross, that's just not true.
My older brother, that I love very much, has been addicted to meth for more than a decade. He's tried to kill himself with it, and I have seen firsthand what it's done to his family and my family, and it's still his choice. It's not his drug. I'm never one of those people who are like, oh, these evil drug dealers dealing drugs for my brother. It's his choice. He's making the choice to take it all the time. He goes to rehab and supposedly gets better and then gets back on meth. It's a horrible, like, cycle, and I'm not trying to blame him for getting addicted or anything like that, and I love him very much, but I would never say that if he bought it off the Silk Road that it would be Ross Ulbricht's fault instead of his own fault.
Right. I get why he's saying that. Maybe he feels like he needs to say it to get out of jail.
Well, that's just speculation.
If that's the case, then I support him saying that all day. You know, if he thinks that's going to get him out of the can, I want to see that kid out of the can.
I do, too, and I don't blame him for that.
I don't care what he says to get himself out of it. Do it.
With Elaine Brown, you know, she
same thing.
She ate crow, and she made it sound like she had changed her mind about paying taxes, and they let her out. They let her out of the cage. So maybe it'll work for him. I don't know. But what he's saying is just not true. The people who used the drugs that they bought on the Silk Road would have bought them in the streets.
Yeah, exactly. And then they would have been facing a lot worse conditions.
They probably would have gotten fake drugs on a lot of cases. Those would be one of those worst conditions because when you buy drugs in the street, you are not buying from someone who's subject to open market competition. So a lot of that stuff is just straight up fake. And it's dangerous.
Yep.
I mean, it's dangerous because it's heroin or whatever.
Yeah, well, when you're a seller online and you have a reputation to uphold with your feedback rating, you're going to start selling better product.
Correct.
You're going to be more honest with your product, and it saves lives when you do that.
That's right. Silk Road saved lives.
Silk Road saved lives. And Ross, if there's any chance that Ross is going to hear this or Lynn can pass it along to him, we love you.
Yeah, thank
we
you
think
for
about
that.
You, and we're very thankful for who you are and what you're, you know, what you've been saddled with. We feel for you. We really do.
He says, I don't even think about drug war politics anymore. I just know I could never promote drug use again, whether legal or illegal.
And the thing about that sentence was the one that kind of irritated me when I saw that, because Ross doesn't think about drug war politics anymore, it doesn't mean people aren't needlessly going, like, their lives aren't being ruined for the choice to own a drug every single day in the United States alone. It's just like, that's not my issue anymore. I want to get out of jail. And sorry, I mean, I'm not trying to say that he's a bad person, but it's just, I don't really agree with this whole thing. I think it's a load of crap, and if it's going to get him out of jail, I don't think it's going to get him out of jail either. So
I don't think it will either, because Joe Biden's a monster, and he's one of the king drug warriors. And just because Joe Biden has decided to pardon all of the marijuana possession cases at the federal level recently, and he should be praised for that, no doubt about it, that doesn't mean that the war on drugs is going to end.
Should he really be praised for letting some of the people get pardoned that he was responsible for having their lives ruined in the first place, and not even all of them, not even all of the drugs.
Well, it would be nice if he said he was sorry, but you're not going to get that from politicians. I mean, Kamala Harris is completely ignoring the fact that she herself put marijuana users in prison.
A lot of them.
In California, and now she's acting like, oh, this shouldn't have happened. Well, she didn't apologize. So, yeah, they don't have a heart. This is just a political move.
They're psychopaths.
This is a political maneuver to help the Democrats win some votes in the midterms. That's all it is. But it does result in a few thousand people having this conviction wiped off
their
records.
I heard that there weren't actually any convicts to set free.
No, of course not. This is just possession charges.
Right.
So you get a federal possession charge, you probably get a fine, and you know they set you loose. They arrest
you.
How
do you get a federal possession charge?
Go walk up to a federal agent at any federal park, and you will be arrested.
On a military base.
Holding a marijuana
cigarette. Oh, military base. Aha.
Not just military bases, but if you're at a federal park, anywhere that's a federal, like you're at the Washington, D.C., at a monument or something like that, any federal property, if you're caught with marijuana, that's a possession charge.
Oh, so any law you break while on federal property is technically a federal offense?
Yeah, on the military base that I lived on, like, anytime someone got in trouble for anything, like stealing or anything, it was a federal charge.
Right. If you are in a state where marijuana is legal for recreational purposes and you carry it onto federal property, you can be arrested for possession of marijuana.
Nutty.
And those are the people that they're pardoning, the people that have just a simple possession charge. And you usually don't go to prison for that. So there's no one to cut loose from a prison cell. In this case, although they should cut loose everybody who's been...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. We're talking about Ross Ulbricht. He has blogged over at Medium.com. It's rossulbricht.medium.com. We're sharing his latest piece where he is understandably pretty depressed about being in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years for running a website. Worth reminding you, that's all he did. All right, I think in the beginning he might have sold some mushrooms on the website, but for the most part, he just ran his website.
Yeah. Something that's not even as dangerous as the thing that Joe Biden is pardoning people for possessing.
You mean cannabis?
I mean, mushrooms are definitely not habit-forming. You don't want to keep doing that over and over again.
That's true, Bonnie. Actually, there was a list created by Professor David Nutt. He's the former drug czar, basically, of the UK, who quit his job, I think, like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, and came out in favor of ending the war on drugs. And he came up with this list of drugs and their kind of personal and social consequences and came up with a rating for each of these drugs. And mushrooms were at the bottom of that list. They were the least dangerous to both the individual and to quote-unquote society of any other drug. It's pretty interesting.
Well, I would guess that humans evolved with magic mushrooms.
Yeah, actually, there's a whole Terrence McKenna book that Bonnie and I
the Stone Age. Is that the Stone Age? Or no, what's it called?
I don't remember what the book's name was.
Yeah, I remember that.
I can't remember off the top of my head, yeah.
It was good, though. It was very interesting, and it did go back through the entire history of humanity and kind of traced, you know, where mushrooms were likely involved and how that helped us evolve.
They grow everywhere. I think there's six species that grow in New Hampshire. Wow. There's like a dozen different species that grow. All the ones that are psychedelic.
Really?
Way more than six mushrooms grow in New Hampshire.
Yeah, oh, okay. New Hampshire's a very, very fungusy place. I mean, if you go into the woods around, there's a ton of fungus. And I'm kind of into mycology. I like fungus. So I know that there's six. I'm not into psychedelic mushrooms, but I know that there are six types of psychedelic mushrooms that grow in New Hampshire naturally. And I think there's like 13 that grow in upstate New York naturally, and you know they're literally everywhere, all around the world. You can find a hallucinogenic mushroom anywhere in the world.
So
the food of the gods—that's the name of the Terrence McKenna book.
So back to Ross Ulbricht. He's got a few more thoughts here, and he is reflecting on what he believes were some lives that might have been damaged by his role in making the Silk Road. And we vehemently disagreed that, yeah, while there may be some people that they had a drug problem and they got some drugs on Silk Road, they probably already had the drug problem and would have gotten those drugs somewhere else if they couldn't get them on Silk Road. They would have paid more and probably gotten worse drugs.
I'm sure that that happened way more often than somebody was like, you know what, for the first time I'm going to try meth now that it's available on Silk Road. Like, you can just find it in your town.
So we believe that he saved lives through creating this particular product, but we understand that Ross isn't going to help his chances to get out by bragging about the lives that he saved and pointing out the technology that he brought actually improved the black market and improved safety, and again, likely made people survive rather than die. So he goes on. He says that, how could I promote the use of drugs if I would be horrified to learn that someone I loved became addicted? All I would think of is the men I've come to know whose lives who have been ruined. Well, look, there's no such thing as just promoting the use of drugs. I don't know anyone who wants to end the war on drugs whose opinion is, yeah, just do them all.
Yeah, just do every drug, and there's nothing wrong with doing any drug.
Right. There's some drugs are, like, all drugs are not created equal. Some drugs are better than others. Some drugs have certain purposes in life, and many of those things we haven't yet really discerned because science hasn't really had a chance to study these things in any significant way. There's been a few studies here and there that have suggested that psychedelic mushrooms might help people break addictions to alcohol.
But no matter what, if there's somebody proving that or not, it's your God-given birthright to discover that yourself and to
absolutely,
it's all yours.
Work with these medicines yourself.
But I'm just saying, there's no one out there who's just across the board that I've ever known. You know, even some of the biggest drug users I've ever known still have their preferences. Right? They like some, but they don't like others, and they have their reasons for that. So what I was saying, we haven't yet uncovered the benefits of many of these drugs. We've seen little hints about it. So we know that psychedelics like mushrooms, for instance, can help people defeat depression.
Mm-hmm.
Like, end depression. That's
and PTSD.
Huge. PTSD also.
Sure, I would like to see how it works against like things like dementia and Alzheimer's. And,
right.
You know, when mushrooms say if you don't have any experience with things like that, I'll tell you one thing that they definitely do, these hallucinogens, is they make your brain flex like a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you've got a brain that's on the way out, it might be a good idea to get that thing into the gym a little bit, mm-hmm, and make it do some push-ups. And that's kind of what
good point.
Mushrooms will do.
Yeah, they can light up different areas of the brain.
Yeah, they light up different areas of the brain, make the synapses fire where they stopped firing a long time ago. You know, it's important to do that kind of thing. And I'm not saying that, you know, everybody has to, you know, we're not going to take every Alzheimer's patient out there and just trip the heck out of them on a, you know, full cap. But, you know, take a little stem and steep it in some tea every morning for them. It may actually do something. I would like to see research on that.
Well, and also, speaking of older people, those are usually the folks that suffer from Alzheimer's. Speaking of elderly folks who might be looking down towards death's door at some point, use of psychedelic drugs under the right circumstances, under, you know, a doctor or therapist circumstances, can help people deal with their impending demise.
You know what they do now? They just put them on a different type of drug that's way worse for you, like Percocet or something like that, Valium, Vicodin, all those things, painkillers that are just really not good for you at all and actually addictive and just numb you to where you aren't even, like, there for the process of dying. It's worse for your family members because you're like a vegetable and you just continue getting worse, and if there was even any chance for you to get better.
So, yeah, I mean, again, Ross, when you advocate for drug use, no one does that. You're just saying, hey, we should have the freedom to use these things. We should be able to experiment with them. We should be able to figure out what they do. Mm-hmm. We should be able to use them for specific purposes without having to ask permission.
At the very least, we shouldn't be or have our lives ruined for possessing even the worst of drugs.
Right,
like, you're already choosing to ruin your life if you're on meth. So
prison isn't going to help you.
Nope.
It's going to make things worse because now you don't have a job, now you don't have a home,
And when you get out, you probably don't have many friends left.
If the government,
you can't vote. You don't have any gun rights. Right. You can't sit jury duty. You can't write. I mean, it doesn't help at all. Like, putting people in prison is not rehabilitative. It's hobbling, if anything. They serve their term, and they're not even whole Americans when they get out again.
Final paragraph from Ross. He says, I've been through many phases during my imprisonment: hopelessness, fear, guilt, acceptance, boredom, feverish depression, and all the while, Bitcoin keeps going. Today, I take inspiration from Bitcoin. I will keep going, day by day, just taking the next step over and over. I'll keep adding the next block. Either I will regain my freedom, or at the end of my life, I can look back and say, at least I tried.
Attaboy.
If you want to help Ross, one thing you can do is sign the petition at freeross.org. It's been up for many years. If you've already signed it, it's the same petition. If you've already signed it, share it. Get the word out there about his case, and maybe if enough people can get behind him, maybe some politician, probably not going to be Joe Biden, but maybe the next one, will look at this case and give him clemency.
Or write Joe Biden and tell him that that's what would help him and then midterms for you.
That's a good point. That is an approach. So check him out at freeross.org. If you're new to the case, if you don't know anything about Ross Ulbricht or the Silk Road, you can do a lot of digging on that website. There's a lot of really well-researched information that will tell you the story from the whole tragic story from beginning to end that includes insane levels of corruption by federal government agents, mm-hmm. two of whom went to prison themselves.
FBI guys, right?
Yeah, well,
and that rarely even happens. That's how bad it was.
That's how bad, yeah. One of them was Secret Service, and I believe the other one might have been DEA or FBI.
So either way, there's no possible way that Ross could have been framed for any of this when two of the investigators that were railroading him went to prison themselves.
Yeah, that doesn't throw any evidence into question or anything.
Doesn't throw any red flags in my life at all.
So, you can bring up anything that you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Lots of other things in the news. Tulsi Gabbard stirred up some controversy and discussion this week. You remember her. She was one of the Democratic presidential or vice presidential candidates. She is now claiming she's leaving the Democratic Party.
Yeah, for what?
She didn't say what she's joining.
A libertarian.
No, she's not. But all of a sudden, right before she made this announcement, she showed up on the internet with pictures of her shooting guns and
tight pants.
Changed her opinion about guns.
Great.
And all of a sudden, she's no longer a Democrat.
Guess what, Tulsi? You're still not a libertarian.
There's more coming up here in moments.
Shall not be infringed, Tulsi.
Yep. 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can join the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.